In the beginning of my practice, I made up my history because I could not find it. And it all comes from this mythology I created because I could not find any other resources to do research on until I came to Philadelphia. My name is Zenobia Bailey. I'm a fiber artist, cultural activist. I'm a resident of New York City, but my studio is proudly here in Philadelphia. I mythologized my history just so I could have something as a reference to create for contemporary material culture. I based my whole practice on the aesthetics of my parents, the household that I was raised in, and nothing was new, but they made it into things that were very beautiful and, like, I mean, greatly admired. And so that's what my practice was. But then when I actually found a history, now I have mythology and the real history. So it's a good blend because I pretty much created my aesthetic the way that I wanted to look, but it's just really actually going in and see what I can find from these actual archives. And I've seen them at the Historical Society, and it's like staggering. And working with the Association for Public Art and the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, uprooting things that are pretty much unknown and unfamiliar. That was exciting, you know, just presenting something old in a new way.
In Radical Black Elite, you can witness Zenobia's themes through the image of James Fortin. My name is Morgan Lloyd. I am the co-founder and president of a nonprofit organization called 1838 Black Metropolis, which is a nationally recognized educational nonprofit that talks about the thousands of Black people who lived in the city of Philadelphia in and around the year 1838. The banner, as it waves high above the city of Philadelphia, you're able to see a very handsome man who is leaning in a very stoic way. It's believed that the image on the banner could actually be James Fortin or his son, Robert Bridges Fortin, but it's unknown. He is adorned with a Zenobia sash, which is the colors of the Pan-African flag, red, black, and green. And surrounding him is this beautiful golden veil, a framework of sorts. But for those who can't see, if you look very closely, it is Zenobia's signature crochet stitching.
James Fortin, he had a shop where he was making these sails. He redesigned the sails because he saw all the problems that were, you know, the cause of a ship getting caught, how they weren't able to move as fast as they needed to, and then it needed less repair. So he took pretty much all the business on the eastern seaboard of the top. And that was the main source of transportation back then. So he just was a very wealthy man. And then he was just extremely generous with his wealth. It's this whole life, you know, that I wasn't aware of. He was an abolitionist. He was a feminist. He was against colonization, you know, and that's something, too, that I want to study a little bit more in the banner. I wanted to capture the imagination of the people that saw it because I've never seen a Black person from that period that looked like this man that's in the banner. I wanted it to be very simple, but I wanted it to be as attractive as I could make it. You know, I wanted the people to look at it. I want them to photograph it. I want them to want that banner. You know, I just want, like, to create an icon to a certain degree of people in this community.
I think it's really profound that this is her first ever Philadelphia work. And I think it's incredibly timed as well. As Philadelphia is approaching our bicentennial celebration, and we are all in the city contemplating the origins of our nation once again, enter in Zenobia, who is now celebrating the African ancestors who were also a part of the foundational American story, but who often get overlooked. She reminds us of where we come from and where we're going. And also, she gives them a new life. It's almost like an ancestral harmony coming through with all the different beats and patterns and pauses and breaks and blacks and whites to her bright neon greens. It's significant as a celebration. It's significant because it is simply Black expression. at its finest.
I want them to pick up that whole vibe of this person. You know, I want them to feel everything that I felt when I first started hearing about this community. I mean, those banners to me are, I hope they're pretty much a lecture or a direction in themselves to really kind of get into the history of Philadelphia.